What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Got a pass across, they score! The Rangers take a 4-3 lead with 4:19 remaining. Long shift and the finish by Chris Kreider. A third period hat trick.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We lost.
Play Frank, but don't sing it.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
We're back on our regularly scheduled programming, KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on The Fan. You heard? I know the Yankees lost. Just when you thought they were peaking too early, just when you thought, oh, they're winning too much, they show you they're human. That's baseball, Susan, but that is not Susan Baseball. Welcome back, Susan Waldman. Good to have you back. We'll talk about everything from the weekend, the winning streak, and we'll give the Mariners their props. They're a good team. They came in here, and they waited, and they waited, and they won. And I know you guys are going to be mad at Clay Holmes for walking guys and Gleyber Torres for not putting that ball in his pocket and all the ground in the double plays, left on base, and whatever, but I can't be mad at this team. I can't be mad at these guys. These guys look like they had a good time last night at the homecoming dinner. And coming into this game tonight, it looked like Alex Verdugo, the dog was back, and he, I know, stole the show some last night with his top hat. And even Marcus Stroman, do-rag Stro with the Nueva York Silky. This guy had the all-white suit on at the homecoming dinner. And I mean, should he have come back out for the eighth inning? Who cares? He was masterful. And this whole Yankees rotation has been masterful without Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole is about to start facing batters. So fret not, Yankees universe. The reigning AL Cy Young winner is on the way, but not like we're begging for him, not like we're hurting for him, and we'll figure out what happens with this rotation. 877-337-6666. But I definitely think that is baseball. That is going to happen. The Mariners are a first-place team. The Mariners are 26-22. The Mariners are a team that has aspirations of getting to the postseason. Maybe this is foreshadowing something down the road. Put a pen in this one. Remember this one. Clay Holmes, you're going to have to make big saves. You're going to have to come out and do the job against good teams. And, I mean, man, they just had soft contact. But you can't walk, guys. It is what it is. I really am not going to dwell on this one loss tonight, but I'll take your calls on it. I mean, if you can watch the Yankees win seven in a row, find a way to sweep teams back-to-back series, put on the performance they had this weekend in front of 46,000, 43,000, 37,000 on a Monday night, you just understand that they're clicking right now in a bunch of different ways. Obviously, I mentioned the starting rotation. The bullpen has been great. Clay Holmes had 20 scoreless innings before tonight. And then a bunch of different guys, whether it's Luke Weaver coming out. I mean, Ian Hamilton on the COVID list now. Tommy Canley coming back. And you can go to Caleb Ferguson or Nick Birdie or whoever. Like I told you guys early in the year, this bullpen is going to be ever-changing, evolving. They're going to send guys up. They're going to bring in a guy like Michael Tonkin. You're going to see Dennis Santana. You're going to see a bunch of different guys coming out of the Yankees bullpen. But all in all, you have faith that Boone will deploy them the right way, that Harkey and Blake have prepared them the right way, and that Brian Cashman will continue to put serviceable arms there. I'm just not mad about one loss. Maybe I'm mad about the way that they did lose, because that's a game that you should win. You give up four runs in the ninth, and I guess that Marcus Stroman solo shot was the difference. It really wasn't. Like, you know, we can talk all through it tonight. But all in all, this team is clicking. The lineup is clicking. Volpe with 13-game hitting streak, batting over 300 in his last X amount of games. He has figured it out at the leadoff spot. Obviously, Juan Soto, another Soto photo. Like, Juan Soto is going to keep Juan Soto-ing. I know everybody talked about his 4-for-31. I don't even want to call it a slump. Cooling off, did not matter. Put on a show this weekend, and he got involved tonight again. And all rise. Here comes the Judge, your American League Player of the Week. See, that's what it's supposed to look like from Judge, right? That is what we've actually, as spoiled Yankee fans, have grown accustomed to seeing. Stretches like this from Aaron Judge. The inflection point is from him getting ejected on May 4th. This version of Aaron Judge is MVP Judge. That's what it's supposed to look like. That's why some of us were concerned early on. And I don't think a lot of us thought he was washed. I think it's crazy if, you know, you thought Judge was just over the hill or just not going to be able to find it again. But a lot of us thought he was hurt, because what else could it be? The Monstars don't exist. The Monstars didn't zap his powers. What you're seeing from Judge now, that is what we're used to seeing. That's why he's the captain. That's why he's paid the big bucks. And it's just good to have that guy back. 877-337-6666. Obviously, Verdugo, he slumped a little bit during this streak, and he's found it. Even the bottom of the order, guys like John Birdie fighting for his life, obviously with DJ LeMahieu coming back, and he, you know, hit his first homer, and he's been contributing, and he's been getting on base, and he's got some speed, and his glove's been all right. Like, you know, he's pretty sound, has a couple mistakes in there, but he's able to, you know, fend off young Oswaldo Cabrera. As we know, DJ is coming back, and DJ is going to take all the third base reps. Hear me out, though. Why can't he play second base? Think about that one. We could have a few different rotations, iterations in this infield. Oswaldo can play first. DJ can play first. Rizzo's going to need a break. I mean, I'm sorry for having to do this, but like Gleyber Torres, man, if you're going to cut Volpe off, which I heard Susan and Emmanuel talking about that, that ball is coming up the middle. It's slightly on your side, but if you're going to cut the shortstop off, you better be sure you can make that throw. A good throw, not one that skips in front of Rizzo. You gotta do something, bro. You got the game's on the line. Try and get your glove to that ball. I know it's a tough bounce. I'm not putting it really on Rizzo, but obviously, you know, Rizzo at first base, he needs some time. So I think with DJ coming back, I'm planting that seed for y'all to call up 877-337-6666. He doesn't have to just jump back into being the everyday third baseman. This is a guy that can play second and first. And maybe we see a little bit more of a rotating infield with more than a few guys that can hit. Don't just tell me that Gleyber Torres is the everyday second baseman. It was good to see Gleyber during this streak hit a home run in Tampa and then get some more hits and, you know, look like he came out of it. But, man, Gleyber is going to Gleyber. And I hate to say it. I want the guy to do well. I root for everybody in those pinstripes. But, man, I've seen that too much. It's flashing like, Didn't he do something like that against the Texas? No, probably against Texas. But that throw made me think about the game being on the line in Detroit last year. And the Yankees end up losing because he makes a terrible throw. You're right there at second base. I don't know. I'm sorry. I had to do that. I love the team. I want to see the team win. And little things like that grind my gears. And I'm already thinking about the postseason. Foreshadowing, I don't know. Maybe you see Yankees, Mariners in the postseason, and those guys are going to grind it out. I tip my cap to them. They waited. They lurked around. Dominic Calzone with the solo shot. And they knew, hey, if we can just get some soft contact, if we can just hit the ball here.
In a world full of noise, long-term thinking stands out. On the Capital Ideas podcast, Capital Group leaders explore the decisions that matter most in investing, leadership, and life. It's a rare look inside a firm that's been helping people pursue their financial goals for more than 90 years. Listen to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
With Clay Holmes and his new entrance, which I, second night of that, tell me what your thoughts are. The first night I saw it, it happened and I had to leave the booth to go down to the field. So at first I'm like, what the hell is going on? And, you know, for me, my reference is they did that at the Bad Bunny concert and they did that in the postseason. That's the only other times I've seen them cut the lights off in the stadium like that. Postseason in 2022 and Bad Bunny concert in 2022. So when they did that, I didn't know what was going on. It was intentional. It was for Clay Holmes and his entrance, and he deserves it. He's the best closer in baseball. But now folks are going to say, hey, I was there on Monday. I wasn't there on Friday. Maybe we scrap the whole Clay Holmes lights out entrance. Or maybe not. I jokingly last week said that Edwin Diaz should lose the trumpets. And that was after his second blown save. And I wasn't even saying it to troll, because like, who needs to troll the Mets right now? Who needs to make fun of the Mets right now? Who needs to even, like, you know, we don't even need to talk about the Mets right now, but we will. Edwin Diaz, there's no crying in baseball. You get paid a lot of money to do what you do, bro. And I understand you care. I understand that it's frustrating. But come on, man up. You blew it a bunch of times now. And I said lose the trumpets, because you can't recreate 2022 and you add the LED lights and the America's Best Dance Crew doing handstands on top of the dugout. That none of that is baseball related. None of that helps you win. They need to work on his stuff, his mechanics, his approach. And now, coming in during the sixth inning, there will be no trumpets. 877-337-6666. I was rooting for the Mets. These are my Mets. I've never watched the Mets as much as I've watched them in these last three seasons. And I've compared these three seasons. I said the Make It Happen Mets of 2022, follow me. You guys have heard this before. The Make It Happen Mets of 2022, some of them, a lot of them are still here. The Let It Happen Mets of 2023, a lot of them are gone. But there's a mix of that in their DNA. Winners make it happen, losers let it happen. And it seems like as of late, they're just letting everything happen to them. 877-337-6666. If you've been listening to me and paying attention, I've been watching the Mets saying that they need to go on a win streak, that they need to string some wins together. And there was a part in the schedule where I thought they could do that against the Rays. And they get swept by the Rays, not helping the Yankees out at all. Not worried about the Rays this year. And then the Cardinals. They win two against the Cardinals. It gets rained out. But then you face the Braves and the Phillies, and I'm cutting you some slack. Facing the Braves and the Phillies, that's two of the best teams in the league. The Phillies, people think, are the best team in baseball. Okay, but there is just absolutely no way that you can go and lose to the Marlins the way that you lost the series over the weekend. 8-0 shutout, and then blowing it late to lose 10-9. Like, I'm looking at my phone like, this can't be actual. This is actually what's going on. And then, of course, they were able to salvage something yesterday right away, you know, getting after the Marlins to not get swept by the Marlins. But then, you know, here's something else I say. They take one step forward and two steps back. You score 7 runs. You score 9 runs. But then tonight, you can only muster up 1 run. This lineup for the Mets, they can change it around. They can lead off different guys. It's just disconnected. And I think the disconnect runs from the team to the manager. I feel bad for Mendy right now. He's in it right now. What's he supposed to say? We didn't play well. And I'm like, you know, he's just going to have to take it. And I know he can. But there's a disconnect between the fans. Let's start there. The fans, people not showing up to the ballpark. I saw some people like, oh, Aaron Rodgers is in Yankee Stadium wearing a Yankee hat. Yeah, he's not pulling up to Queens and putting on a Mets hat. The fans aren't even doing that. And there's a disconnect between the fans, between the clubhouse, the players, the manager, the general manager, or the president of baseball operations, and the owner. I feel like they're all on different pages, different directions. Is this a punt season? Are we working towards the deadline? Are we trying to win games? Are we trying to make it happen or let it happen? 877 337-6666. What is the identity of these Mets in 2024? Are they just going through the motions until they can trade off more guys and Moneybag Co. can just pay off these guys' contracts to play elsewhere? And then more money comes off the books? And like, is it just kick the can down the road to 2026, 2027? Because that sucks. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to wait that long. And man, we waited a long time for Game 7 in the Garden, huh? A long time. I mean, a lifetime for a lot of folks listening. And I still think this season was a success for the New York Knicks, but I think it's crazy how much they're being applauded in the city of New York. I get it, right? You applaud the effort. You applaud the season because they never have these type of seasons. You're used to being focused on the lottery in the month of May and not the second round of the playoffs. But it's like, man, it is completely different the way that the same fans, because a lot of Knicks fans are also Yankees fans, the bar that you have for the New York Yankees versus the bar that you have for the New York Knicks, completely different. You know, the Knicks, like I said, they ran out of bodies. I don't think that you wanted to get to the next round. And it's funny because I kind of exhaled. I felt my Nets fandom come back yesterday. As I wore my Nets shoes, I broke those out of the closet for the event with Willie Randolph. The Brooklyn Nets dunks, the special edition dunks that they have, go very well with the Friday night hockey jersey the Yankees gave out. But anyway, yeah, I felt my Nets fandom come out, and some Nets haters, or some Nets fans that are Knicks haters, were celebrating, making fun of the Knicks for not showing up on back-to-back Sundays, making fun of the Knicks for all the hoopla outside the arena, and all the chants, and all the "we want Boston," and "Knicks in 4-5. Did I hear a "Knicks in 8 chant? I don't understand it. This is New York. There is no 8th game. Finito, done. And I'm not a hater, because if you listen to me, I said, man, this is a special team. This is an underdog story. This is a great run. It's good basketball. You got to appreciate that. But damn, with the excuse making, it is crazy. The Yankees never get those excuses. And they end up in the postseason all the time missing guys. They end up with guys hurt all year that they're counting on. Every year they get to the postseason and we have stories. Oh, yeah, well, they were missing Edwin Encarnacion. Oh, yeah, well, Gary Sanchez was hurt. Oh, they didn't have DJ LeMahieu. Oh, yeah, well, you know, Benintendi wasn't right. Matt Carpenter tried. No excuses for the New York Yankees. 877-337-6666. But it's an origin story. Remember me saying that? It's an origin story. It is a step further. Last year, you got to Game 6. You had a Game 5 in your building. This year, you get a step further. You get to Game 7, and it's in your building, and you're able to, you know, sell tickets and have your fans, you know, locked in with something to celebrate for this long. But the Knicks have some work to do in the offseason, and all offseason long, you're going to hear the stupid narrative that Tom Thibodeau ran his team into the ground. No, this happens to everyone, and this is where Nets fans can lean in and tell you Steve Nash didn't run his team into the ground. They just got hurt. Right? OG tried to play on a hamstring in Game 7. I remember James Harden trying to do that. It's not effective. You know, Kyrie Irving with the ankle couldn't go. Yeah, Julius Randle sitting on the sideline. Bojan Bogdanovic sitting on the sideline. Oh, yeah, Mitchell Robinson had an ankle. Can't go. It's part of it. When you get to the playoffs, it is survival of the healthiest. It's part of it. And you would have had nothing for the Boston Celtics. So, I guess B... happy that you made it this far and understand where it is. But man, the caping, the celebrating, the magical run, talking about how much this season, like at the end of the day, they lost. They're number 2 seed. They didn't get it done. And this is New York. You're supposed to have the same standards for everyone and everything. 877, 337, a 6-6, and 2 more sixes. We'll obviously talk Yankees as they lose tonight and the winning streak stops at 7. We'll talk Mets as Edwin Diaz is going to get, you know, a different workload and come into some softer landing spots as the Mets try to figure it out now, hovering around 4 or 5 games under 500. And the Knicks season is over. They get to Game 7. Brunson breaks his hand. OG can't go. Josh Hart is all medicated with an aberration. They didn't have enough bodies. there was no Eastern Conference Finals. There was no finals. And then it actually goes back to the take I had the night that Julius Randle went down, where I said they will not reach the Eastern Conference Finals. They will not reach the finals without Julius Randle. But I stopped drinking the Haterade. I'm not Evan. I'm not some of these other folks. I want to see good basketball, and it was a good run.